So mostly what we want is users to try out and give us feedback. Okay. So on the streaming is a tricky concept.
Sure.
Right. We wanted to make sure that it... So we started with the motto that you should be able to do this in under 5 minutes.
Welcome to the Open at Intel podcast, where we're all about open source, from software to security to innovation and beyond. I'm your host, Catherine Druckmann, an open source evangelist at Intel, bringing you leading-edge, free-ranging conversations from some of the best minds in the open source community. Let's get into it.
I had a brief conversation with Vijith Maurice, a principal engineer at Intuit, and the co-creator of NumaProj, a real-time data analytics tool for Kubernetes. Vijith discusses its purpose, current status, and future goals. Join us to learn more.
First of all, thank you so much for taking a little time out of our booth crawl here to join me in our little open mic project here. I wanted to talk to you because you are involved in the NUMA project, which is something that somebody just mentioned to me earlier today. So thank you so much for joining me. And if you wouldn't mind, just introduce yourself a little bit.
Hi, I'm Vijith Maurice. I am a principal engineer at Intuit. I'm the co-creator for NUMA approach. Do you want me to talk about the project?
Or? Yes, please. Yeah. Tell us what NUMA is.
Yeah, so at Intuit, we are the Intuit created Argo. So we are into open source, and we clearly saw a problem with when users are trying to do streaming, because it's all about real-time detection, real-time processing, and we wanted to make sure that we open source a platform that is easy for a user to use. Today, streaming is associated mostly with data engineers who use systems like Flink, Spark, and we wanted it to be accessible to everyone, application developers, ML engineers, DevOps. And then we thought, okay, what are the learnings we made, we got when we developed Argo workflows? And based on the feedback we received, we thought it's high time that we do something like streaming workflows. We started off with that, and we built a product that is streaming, which can be used for real-time analytics, machine learning, inference, training, all based on a streaming concept. So you get a message, you process the message, you can write your processing in any language you like, your favorite language, and so that it will make it easily accessible to users. We got a lot of good feedback, so our community is growing. We are very new. We just released 1.0 maybe 3 days back, like Monday. Okay. Actually. Monday morning we released 1.0. And that's where we are.
Congratulations. That's a big milestone.
Thank you.
So where are you in terms of building up a community and external contribution? How many people are actively contributing to the project?
So today we have a handful of external contributors, meaning we are just 1.0. So we were running in production at Intuit for last 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
But now that we are 1.0, we already have few customers using it. We do see some community-based PRs coming in.
Okay.
But it's in the early stages. I would say maybe 15 or 20 is like, out of like 20, I would say 10 of them are like core.
Okay.
Others are mostly documentations and so forth. But any contribution is a great contribution.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sure. If you could recruit new contributors, what would you love to see them do? Where do you need the most contribution right now?
So mostly what we want is users to try out and give us feedback.
Okay.
So on the streaming is a tricky concept.
Sure.
Right. We wanted to make sure that it... So we started with the motto that you should be able to do this in under 5 minutes.
Okay.
You don't have to learn nothing new. If you're already on Kubernetes, you don't have to learn a specific paradigm or anything. We will make sure that you are in your comfort zone and you can do streaming very fast. And what we want is people to adopt the project, try it out, give us good or bad feedback. Any feedback is great for us, so that we can evolve and give back to the community the solutions, what they are asking for, the features they are asking for. So mostly it's all about adoption at this stage.
Okay. So give me an example of sort of the stereotypical user, if you don't mind my saying.
So I'll tell you. So at Intuit, we use it in three ways.
Okay.
One is purely for data or real-time streaming analytics. Like you want to listen on a Kafka topic or any streaming topic, any PubSub, it could be an HTTP endpoint, and they want to do something like, how many errors am I seeing in 1 minute? How many errors per region am I seeing in 1 minute, right? And then they'll see some numbers, and then they'll say, okay, now can I do an anomaly detection on to see whether the numbers are changing?
Okay.
So this is all about streaming, right? So you group by 1 minute, you see some numbers, and then we sometimes extend the pipeline to use neural networks, like, for example, sliding window, and use auto encoders to do anomaly detections on these numbers that flow in. So it's all about aggregation, associating ML inference to this data that is coming in, and then giving out to say whether your system is healthy.
Okay.
Right? That is one use case that includes both ML and real-time streaming. People do use it for as a work queue, meaning purely as a streaming workflows. They have some data in S3, they send it in a blob store, they send an event saying that, can we get this data and do some processing on it? So the input you get is mostly an event, and you process the data and you forward the data and so forth.
Ah, okay. That starts to make a play.
And outside, actually, this was the view we had when we built it. But interestingly, we have referenced users in our users.md. For example, they use NumaFlow for doing digital signal processing.
Okay.
Right? So they are out there, people are using it in very different ways, and the system is able to scale and meet their needs. So that's what really makes us happy and proud of what we do.
That's very cool. So that's actually a good follow-up question then. What do you see, like, a year from now, if I talk to you next year at KubeCon, what would you like to see happen within your project? What would success look like for you for a year from now?
Yeah, so I would like to see, today we have a good footprint, at least at scale, because Intuit uses at scale,
sure.
And we are a big company, and we want to see how others are adopting it, and how, like, there's a lot needed for the streaming evangelization, meaning how many of users are really moving into the streaming world, and how many are able to do, like, for example, they are able to write a streaming pipeline in their favorite language, right? So that's what we are looking for. Mostly, like, say, I'm hoping by next year, this time, we have at least 200 customers using it and giving us feedback so that we can improve and more users will adopt it.
Interesting, yeah. I wondered if you've gotten to this point yet, but something that I always like to ask people who've started new open source projects, when you start something, you put it out into the world, right? You have kind of an idea. You scratched your own itch. You solved your own problem with it. But then sometimes you'll find that as it grows in adoption, you'll find that people start using it in unexpected ways. You'll find people finding that it's a solution for a problem that you hadn't even thought of. And I wondered if that's happened for you yet.
Yes, yes. So the one example is when one of our customer users, like B-Cubed Engineering, is using for digital signal processing where their input is radio frequency. We always thought it was all about data.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Data as in some payload from Kafka. We never thought we could use this platform for digital signal processing. That was something that blew off our mind off. Right, and then there are others who are using it for navigational map data processing and others.
Interesting.
But so we are very surprised, and they loved it because we are able to scale the way they needed. They were able to deploy the same specification both on-prem, on-edge, the versatility of deployment, because we built it. We have a good track record of building Argo, so we know how to build a Kubernetes native product. So we have some track record on that. So that helped us build even better when we build NumaFlow.
Fantastic. I really appreciate this. It's so funny how, you know, you hear about, I had never heard about the project until today. Somebody mentioned it in the context of open source and data projects. And here you are. Walking by, you know, your team, walking by the booth. So I really appreciate it. Is there anything that you wish that I had asked? Anything else you wanted to make sure to add?
No, I think you touched upon the major topics. We are new. So I think for us, it's all about adoption and how users can, building a community around it, and how we can grow it as Argo grew out of Intuit, right? How we can also grow NumaProj out of Intuit as big as Argo is today.
Yeah, hey, I'm an Argo fan, so. Cool. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you stopping
by.
Thank
you. Bye.
You've been listening to Open at Intel. Be sure to check out more from the Open at Intel podcast at open.intel.com/podcast and at Open at Intel on Twitter. We hope you join us again next time to geek out about open source.